Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, and if you want to find my books, go to JimBlasingame.com. Dr. Haim Herring is here. Haim has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last year or two. He is the author of Connecting Generations. He's become an expert on the connecting the generations, baby boomers and Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z now, the young people coming up just now in college. Haim, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
All right, HaimHerring.com, HaimHerring.com, and great to be with you again, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So, folks, we were just talking about Haim's excellent and maybe groundbreaking research that he's conducted recently on what Gen Y and Gen Z think about the current situation, and it's a little bit unsettling what you found out, how unsettled they are, and what I think where we are with this with these younger folks, the younger generations, the two younger ones, I think we're at a point where however this goes with those two generations, will be a huge factor in the future of America and therefore the world. Will they see the lack of ethics in some areas and the demonstration of character in another area and gravitate toward that? Will they start understanding when people are blowing smoke on them, when people are giving them fake news, when they have a political agenda when you didn't think they should? Will they see things like that? What do you think?
So in looking more broadly at the data of these 200 primarily Gen Xers, but a good number of millennials, I see that there are three portraits. One is a portrait of a younger person who has become more empathetic, understands that getting along with people in your family, despite differences, is something that they didn't think was possible, but accomplished. But then there's a larger group who responded, and I would say their portrait is one of intolerance, disgust in a way at family members who hold different views. They're much more bleak about the future. And what will these people be like when they go into the workplace? And how do we tap into the people who have become younger people more empathetic?
You're saying 7 out of 10 of them demonstrated a lack of tolerance? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it wasn't 7 out of 10, but they're quite a number. And these were the open-ended comments, but
yeah,
quite a pattern of people who said, now I know why I left my family.
Ah.
And you know that those relationships, when you bring those feelings into the workplace and you're not able to relate to family members, you don't typically relate to other people necessarily as well, a lot of anger out there right now.
Well, one of the things that I've experienced in employing millennials over the years, and I've employed a bunch of them, has been, and I always like to say this first, Haim, they're probably the best humans we've ever raised from a standpoint of the quality of their heart as individuals. They're probably the best we've ever raised. However, they do seem to be intolerant of anything over 48 hours old. And I actually said that in a speech one time, and a young man came up to me. I had my tongue in my cheek a little bit because I knew there were a bunch of millennials in the audience. And they laughed when I said that. But when a young man came up to me afterwards, he said, you're wrong. It's not 48 hours. It's 24. And so I wonder if part of your results of your survey is what I'm talking about, that instead of saying, wow, you made a living with a ballpoint pen once upon a time, instead of saying that, they're saying, well, I actually had one say to me one time, well, that's just stupid. In other words, instead of being amazed that I made a living with a ballpoint pen, he was derisive about it. He was he didn't think it was all that great or, you know, all that cool. And that's a level of intolerance that I worry about because, well, anyway, go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I think that people who felt that way before, the intensity of just being with the same people all the time, whom they may not have liked to begin with, for some of them, I'm afraid it's created rifts that are going to last even longer.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it was very heartening to read that there were young people who said, you know, I didn't think it was possible to have a good relationship with a sibling or a parent, and now they are, and they become more empathetic to somebody else's point of view.
Wow. From your mouth to God's ears, I hope that's the case. So, well, you know, one thing I'd like to wrap up on, Haim, get your thoughts on. I'm encouraging people our age to not stop talking to the young people about things that are of value to us. And I have two grandsons who are you know pretty they're Gen Zs, but they're on the upper end. And I've had long talks with them about things, and I think I've had an impact on them. You know, don't be afraid of this. This is going to happen again. You can deal with this. Those kinds of things. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think that mentoring, which is sometimes done less than adequately in workplaces, older people talking to younger people, encouraging them around resilience, the ability to endure. I mean, yes, this is different, but we have some experience, and we need to be that support. And our digital divide may have closed with those younger generations, so maybe they'll listen to us a little
maybe
bit more.
So. Haim Herring, H-A-Y-I-M, two R's in Herring. HaimHerring.com is the website. The book is called Connecting Generations. Haim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.